I guess first off, Thomas, for people that don't know what you're doing, tell me about this Forever Canada petition.
Well, Forever Canadian is a petition that I filed with Elections Alberta, preempting the filing of the separatists petition, who wanted to petition Albertans and our government to separate from Canada. So I filed a petition before that, which preempted them. And our petition asks Albertans if they believe that Alberta should remain in Canada, which most Albertans definitely do. So we now have to garner just short of 300,000 signatures in 90 days. Well, now it's closer to 80 days. And that petition then will be proceeding onto our government, giving our government the opportunity to make the right choice and withdraw from any policies that are leading towards separation, or we will have a referendum in this province on this question.
I've noticed on social media the crowds look like they've been outstanding. What's the support been like so far?
Well, you know what? It's incredible. By far, most Albertans really, are proud Canadians and cannot envision living in a different country and not being a citizen of Canada. So they're coming out in really large numbers. Our only challenge is to get the petition to them. So now we have these micro campaigns popping up everywhere across Alberta. Our volunteers are setting up tables and garnering signatures. And so our challenge is to get more signature collectors. So I would encourage all of your listeners to log on to our website at forever-canadian.ca and sign up as a signature collector. And they do it in a variety of different ways. Some sign up coworkers and family and friends. Some actually set up a table in a busy location like near a farmer's market. And the moment we announce where the locations will be, crowds gather to sign the petition.
I know you've been in leadership in this province for a long time. Can you believe we're at this point where you have to have a referendum question like this?
No, I don't. You know, there are many things that cause me to be in disbelief. Number one, that we actually have to have this exercise, that it is not a common sense knowing that being part of Canada is what makes us strong, not only as a province, but as a country. But even that our citizenship and our allegiance, our love of this country would ever be questioned by anyone. It also makes me wonder, how do we ever get to a point where our elected leaders are not making decisive statements rejecting any form of separation from Canada, but are rather trying to be elusive and are punting this existential question to voters. Our elected officials, actually, in order to be in office, swore an oath of allegiance to Canada, to the Crown, and I expected a little bit more of them. But, somebody had to do it, and Albertans know where they stand on this issue, and that is why we're getting these big crowds everywhere we set up to collect signatures.
And where are you setting up here in the next few days? Do you have any locations? I know you've been up here in Edmonton lately, but are you up around this area again at all?
Oh, yes, and literally hundreds of times more. We will be popping up campaigns. We will be at Fringe for sure. We will be at other festivals that will be happening still this summer. And then we will be just in popular locations, farmers markets, downtown, White Avenue, and many other places. So just follow us on social media. And now our website, forever-canadian.ca, will also have a page, I believe, starting tonight, where all of our volunteers will be registering their events so Albertans can look where the nearest petition to them is. Plus, we will have permanent locations for our petition. So there will be coffee shops and businesses across Edmonton and across Alberta where you can walk in at your leisure and just sign the petition.